When he confessed losing some of our savings in the stock market, I gave him a hug and said, "It's okay. It's only money." There is sensitivity. Last week, he walked through the door with that look that tells me it's been a tough day. After he spent some time with the kids, I asked him what happened. He told me about a 60-year-old woman who'd had a stroke. He wept as he recalled the woman's husband standing beside her bed, caressing her hand. How was he going to tell this husband of 40 years that his wife would probably never recover? I shed a few tears myself because of the medical crisis, because there were still people who have been married 40 years, because my husband is still moved and concerned after years of hospital rooms and dying patients. There is faith. Last Tuesday, a friend came over and confessed her fear that her husband is losing his courageous battle with cancer. On Wednesday, I went to lunch with a friend who is struggling to reshape her life after divorce. On Thursday, a neighbor called to talk about the frightening effects of Alzheimer's disease on her father-in-law's personality. On Friday, a childhood friend called long distance to tell me her father had died. I hung up the phone and thought, this is too much heartache for one week. Through my tears, as I went out to run some errands, I noticed the boisterous orange blossoms of the gladiolas outside my window. I heard the delighted laughter of my son and his friend as they played. I caught sight of a wedding party emerging from a neighbor's house. The bride, dressed in satin and lace, tossed her bouquet to her cheering friends. That night, I told my husband about these events. We helped each other acknowledge the cycles of life and that the joys counter the sorrows. It was enough to keep us going. Finally, there is knowing. I know Scott will throw his laundry just shy of the hamper every night. He'll be late to most appointments and eat the last chocolate in the box. He knows that I sleep with a pillow over my head. I'll lock us out of the house at a regular basis, and I will also eat the last chocolate. I guess our love lasts because it is comfortable. No, the sky is not bluer. It's just a familiar hue. We don't feel particularly young. We've experienced too much that has contributed to our growth and wisdom, taking its toll on our bodies and created our memories. I hope we've got what it takes to make our love last. As a bride, I had Scott's wedding band engraved with Robert Browning's line, "Grow old along with me." We're following those instructions.